Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And here, y'all, is Hunter Biden.
When they ask you if that was your laptop, you say you don't know, which is hard to believe unless you read the book.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, I'm surprised you have shoes on.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I really don't know. And the fact of the matter is, it's a red herring.
Hunter Biden joking about his crack use on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night, saying the drug made him so disconnected from reality that wearing pants even became a problem.
Was that your laptop?
For real, I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is.
I really don't know. Okay. The answer is. That's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop.
I don't have any idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that there was that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
Oh my God. Okay, folks, let's just wide lens this one. Let's back way up. What does all this mean? Big picture. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of this, believe me. What is the big picture here? Do you know what all this means? You live in an authoritarian regime. You live in a country, at the beginning of one anyway. We're not full-blown there, but we're pretty far along the way. You live in a country that is now significantly less free than the UK. You know how you know? Let's just side-by-side this. An astonishing thing happened in the UK yesterday, if you live in America. Look at how the two countries handled the Hunter laptop story. Look at it. Think about it. The UK Daily Mail, where I go, it's the only mainstream media outlet on earth that I can go to find out what's going on in this country. And the UK Daily Mail is in the UK. Now let's just side by side this, okay? Let's just look at this. Our media took a look at the Hunter Biden laptop, which remember who had secured it? It was Rudy Giuliani. He didn't go looking for it. The repair store owner came to him. Rudy Giuliani, former federal prosecutor, former mayor of New York, highly credible person, comes forward and says, this is Hunter Biden's laptop, and there's all kinds of evidence of money laundering on here. Illegal deals with the Chinese, failure to register as a foreign agent, at least two felonies. And that doesn't even include the pedophilia. We'll get into that in a minute. I am loaded for bear this morning. So the American media took a look at that, and our tech censors took a look at that, and they screamed, Russian disinformation. And everybody who told what we now know is the truth was censored. We're the only ones on earth doing this. All the censorship, these tech companies, they're ours. And if you listen to the Battleground America podcast, get it by texting Battleground to 71307. I have exhaustively documented around the earth, around the world, how these other countries are reacting in fear and terror to the censorship we are exporting. It is an American product. You think, oh, Facebook, they're international. Yes, but they're American. They are terrorizing other countries. Russia said, enough, enough. Censor us, we'll fine you. Russia. So when we want to know, is the Hunter Biden laptop real? We have to go to the UK. And if we present evidence that it is real here, we will be canceled and censored. Not in the UK. Not in Europe, which just 10 years ago, 5 years ago, we would laugh at them for how far down the road they were to socialism and authoritarianism. Now we got to go there to find out what's going on in our country, because everyone who tries to tell us here is wiped out, depersoned, canceled, as well as any Politburo could have done it. So how did the UK Daily Mail manage to figure out this wasn't Russian propaganda? Well, they hired a firm. They got a hold of a copy of the hard drive, hired a firm run by a 29-year veteran of the FBI. I did a forensic analysis. Well, darn! Why couldn't we have done that? I don't know. Not only did we not do that, let's just go back down memory lane to see how much of our freedom we've lost. And you can see it this morning in the UK Daily Mail. I am exercised about this because this has major implications. And I haven't even gotten into what's on the laptop. Folks, do you realize there are naked pictures of an underage girl taken by Hunter Biden on that laptop? Do you realize that? Do you realize our FBI has had copies of all of this the whole time and did nothing? There are pictures on that laptop of the same underage girl in bed with Hunter. And there are texts back and forth about how Jill Biden knew it and Joe Biden knew it. And they don't even like him to be around children in the family. FBI has a whole thing. So media took a look at that. The text sensor took a look at that and went, you know what? We're just going to cancel anybody who reports it. And they did. They wiped out the New York Post right before the election. Folks, the oldest newspaper in this country. Is he the oldest or the second oldest? I can't remember. Top five by circulation and hits. Most read, canceled. Canceled. Now let's look at the UK. What happens if you report the truth in the UK? You're not canceled. Which country's freer? I'll give you a few minutes to think about that. Just pause to ask ourselves, which country is freer? Well, pretty obvious this morning which country is freer. The contrast is stark. So you mean the whole time we could have had a forensic firm and we could... Okay, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear how gone your country is this morning. Because let's go back down memory lane, shall we? On this laptop. Before I even get into what's on it, because that will blow your mind. James Clapper, under Barack Obama, was the highest ranking intel agent in the entire country of the CIA and the FBI. Here's James Clapper lying to you about that laptop, lying to your face. This is what our leaders do.
To me, this is just classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft at work. The Russians have analyzed the target. They understand that the president and his enablers
Shut up. He should never appear on national television again. That guy is a kook. He needs help, like psychological help. And he's the number one intelligence official in the country under Obama. They lie to you and they manipulate you and they cancel anyone who wants to tell you the truth. And that is what an authoritarian regime does. And when you have to go to the Daily Mail to find out what the heck is happening in this country. Now, remember, because see, I have a long memory here. This is what I do for a living. I remember it for you, so you can go to work and just get the summary. Do you remember what they did to Rudy Giuliani over this? Because see, I do. Oh, endless crap. They weren't going to tell you what was on the laptop on account of the pedophilia, the crack use, the prostitutes, and the endless. I mean, I don't even know how many felonies are on that laptop. Honestly, you can't even talk. You can't even count them all. And that doesn't even count the felonies with the failure to register and the failure to report to the IRS the money from the Chinese and the fact that he admits it went to Joe. It's all on the laptop. We'll get into it, though. But I want to remember something else first before we get into it. Rudy Giuliani got the laptop, took it to the public. Highly credible man. Boy, does he look credible this morning. And do you remember how the media painted him? They brought in all these experts to assure you, many of them former FBI and former CIA and former intel, just like Clapper, to tell you that Rudy Giuliani was a Russian agent. Yeah, man, he knows some Russians and they're all like, you know, connected and Russian agent, Russian disinformation. You know how crazy that sounds this morning? Do you know how crazy that sounds this morning? No, no, that laptop, the one with the naked underage minor and Hunter in the bed, that laptop, no, no, that's Russian disinformation. And you can tell by looking at Rudy Giuliani that he's a Russian agent because he knows some Russian people. And that's how that was on CNN, MSNBC, and ABC. They told you Rudy was a Russian agent. And then they canceled anyone who disputed it, including one of the oldest, most respected publications in our country, the New York Post. So I can't wait to see how they handle this. Are they going to cancel the Daily Mail? Probably the most read newspaper on the planet. They're going to do that? That what we're going to do? Are we going to do that? Are we going to do that? How will they hide this? Oh, they're going to try. They're going to try.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Hunter Biden laptop is real, y'all. And the U.S. media has no way to cancel the U.S. Daily, the U.K. Daily Mail. It'll be interesting to see that the tech titans try. All right. I could do 8 hours today. I could. Here's one of the interesting parts of now knowing everything on that laptop is real. That the implications here are unbelievable. Keep in mind, on the laptop, we have the records of Hunter telling his daughter that Joe takes half. It means that's real. And that's kind of a problem. Since he didn't register as a foreign agent when he took the Ukrainian money, the Russian money, the buku's of Chinese money, he couldn't report it to the IRS because he had already committed a felony. So that's two felonies. The people who give Hunter the money understand this. They also know he gives it to Joe. There's no way around this. The question that must be asked at this time, Hunter, you wrote on multiple occasions that Joe took a cut. In one case, 50%. He was very specific that he took 20% of the Chinese money. Did Joe report that on his taxes? Because Hunter sure didn't. Remember, Hunter's in a double felony situation. Joe takes the money? That's laundered money. By the way, who told us that, who told us they laundered the money again? Who was, oh, the CEO of the company. The CEO of the Biden's company. So yeah, they were laundering money through my company. And we have it in Hunter's own words from the laptop that Joe took a 20% cut of that Chinese money. By the way, that's $200 million. Just so you know. Where is it? Bet you the Chinese, no. Now do you see how they control him? It's not that they gave him the money and he likes them now. It's that the act of the Bidens taking the money and moving it around at all. Multiple felonies. They know it. They have them dead to right. Folks, the national security implications here on this laptop. I mean, this is a catastrophic nuclear level scandal. This is beyond Watergate. This is beyond, I mean, there is no parallel. Not in U.S. history. And the mainstream media and the tech companies got together and censored the New York Post. Well, now we know it's true. Because the Daily Mail hired a top-notch forensics company run by a 29-year FBI veteran. And they authenticated it. It's real. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the tech companies could try to censor the UK Daily Mail. I just don't think it's going to work. It's too big. Okay. By the way, the FBI agent who did the authentication, his firm is Brad Merriman. He is a 29-year FBI veteran supervisory special counsel who served on the who served as an information security officer and founded the FBI's first forensics lab. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe they cancel him too, but that's not going to work. Merriman and his business partner, Dr. Joseph Greenfield, used the same forensic tools to pick apart the hard drive, Hunter's hard drive, as federal and state law enforcement using criminal investigations. Where's the FBI on this? They've had this laptop for over a year and a half. I'm just curious where they are. Are they? They're okay, fine. Yeah, good. By the way, it appears the UK Daily Mail also says, it appears, Secret Service has been running around babysitting Hunter. That's a problem. Since he didn't qualify for protection at the time, and they have already denied on the record that they were protecting him. Now, where is the UK Daily Mail going with this? They write, the president's son was guarded by a Secret Service agent while on a 2018 drug and prostitution binge in Hollywood, despite not being entitled to protection at the time. So, what do we know? Right before Election Day, when Joe and Obama are running, Hunter returns a rental car with his crack and his crack pipe in it, but somehow miraculously never gets arrested. So he's running around committing all these crimes. Secret Service running around behind him cleaning it up. So the Secret Service is in trouble here too. Because remember when Hunter's latest lover, his dead brother's wife, dumped his gun in the trash barrel outside the grocery store. Remember that? And what happens? The Secret Service, which is not supposed to be protecting him in 2019 and has now, we know, lied about it. They went right to the gun store where he bought the gun and tried to confiscate the federal form. Because remember, Hunter had lied on it and said he didn't use drugs and didn't have an addiction problem. That's a felony. That's another felony, but there's so many felonies. Who cares, right? So here's the thing. Here's the thing. They're like, no, we had nothing to do with Hunter. Well, here we go again, right off the laptop. Have they been running around behind him covering up his crimes? Like they did? Like they did at the gun store? They tried to. Gun store owner was too smart for him. Not as corrupt as they are. By the way, wait, stop the music because I want the people to hear something. Stop the music for a minute. I want you, this is off the laptop. So we now know this is real. This is Hunter, right? Hunter Biden knows. Think about this level of power. Okay, this is almost a superpower. Hunter Biden knows that he will never be held criminally responsible for anything he does. And he knew that back in 2018, 2019 on that laptop. Listen to what he says. It's creepy now.
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight?
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight? When you got the federal government running around behind you cleaning up your crimes? Ha! I mean, folks, if you are not convinced you live in the beginnings of an authoritarian regime, by the last half an hour of the show, I don't know what else to do to convince you. Well, thank God the Daily Mail's out there willing to tell the truth. Folks, you need to understand something. The dual justice system is now being expanded worldwide. That is where, if you're new to the show, and many of you are, we've hit our highest ratings ever, so we have a lot of newbies. Dual justice is where, and it's a common feature of authoritarian regimes, where the rules and laws of a country apply, you know, as written on the books, apply according to your political status. So to some people, not at all, and to others in the extreme. We have that in this country. And we just had a dual justice election where, depending on the state's status as a swing state, the laws on the books either did or did not apply. In most cases, they didn't apply. They were just ignored by Democrat officials, voting officials. Okay. This is now being expanded to people from other countries. And so if you are an illegal immigrant, you are the single most valuable political group in the United States of America right now because you can be used to dilute, as Tucker Carlson said last night on his show, dilute the votes of Americans who don't want to go along with the regime, with its increasing radicalness. And so all rules are being suspended. All norms, all rules, and yes, laws too. Just wiped away for you. to clear the path in ways that are astonishing. We're going to get into this today because there's two huge examples of this, but you need to pay very close attention to what is going on in New York. And by the way, I deep dive into this yesterday on the Battleground podcast. It's called The End of Citizenship. In other words, citizenship increasingly, and if you didn't get this in the last week from the news, you should. Citizenship in America increasingly has no value of any kind. No, it's only a liability. It means you owe taxes and you are stained with the original sin of Americanism. Otherwise, it's completely useless. You'd be better off to be an illegal immigrant. Let's start New York. Let me set this up, okay? Because nobody's quite set this up right that I've heard. But let's just, and do you understand? This is a blue state. So this is how our country is going to be run in the dual justice system, where foreigners who are not Americans, who are illegally allowed into this country, are treated better than we are, and we pay the tab. Oh, which, by the way, the new estimate for the tab, for the Biden voter drive, $60 million a day, just so you know, you're paying for it, to have your vote diluted. But you need to watch New York very closely. Don't think, oh, well, it's not South Carolina, it doesn't affect me. No. This is how they're going to run stuff. This is how they're going to run stuff in this country. In New York, where, get this, a third of businesses have now gone out of business because of the COVID regime rules. A third of businesses, right? They are on their knees. They just raised taxes on individuals and businesses $4 billion with a B. And they did that to create a $2 billion fund so they could give illegal immigrants $15,000 a pop. Not $1,500, you didn't misunderstand. $15,000 a pop. Okay, so $2 billion of the $4 billion tax hike went for that. They are taxing businesses that are already on their knees. Another billion went to small businesses in New York. So the illegals get $2 billion, the small biz gets one. Small biz and New Yorkers pay. They're going to do this nationwide. Illegals are the new royalty. They are the way the Democrats are finally going to build a one-party system. Listen to this. This is going to be national. They will do this nationally. Pay attention to New York. It should terrify you.
The New York legislature reaching a budget agreement that includes direct payments of up to $15,600 to every undocumented immigrant who lost a job in New York State during the pandemic.
Dana, New York State just passed its new budget, under which it will become the state with the highest taxes in the country. And as you mentioned, a part of this legislation calls for a single payout to undocumented workers of $15,600. Now, the controversial payout passed by the democratically controlled legislature has many Republicans saying that the financial aid here goes too far. Since the start of the pandemic, eligible Americans could receive up to a total of $3,200 in federal government stimulus money. That compares to the New York State one-time payment of $15,600 for undocumented workers. In order to receive the payout, undocumented workers must be able to prove they were New York State residents, lost income because of COVID, and they were not eligible for unemployment, which could have totaled thousands of dollars. And under the legislation, undocumented workers who cannot provide the paperwork that would make them eligible for the $15,600, they could still be eligible for some $3,200 in state aid. Now, in addition to Republican lawmakers, a handful of Democrats also voted against this new budget. It is now awaiting the signature of Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Okay, understand the situation here, okay? So they're giving $1.1 billion more in taxpayer-funded aid to illegals in New York than small businesses. At a time when an estimated 80,000 New York businesses may not make it to the end of the coronavirus pandemic. And a third of them have already shut their doors permanently. Let me let you process that. So they looked at the businesses, the Democrats did, and they do what they do. What they've done for 125 years all over the globe, they looted. They loot. That's what they do. They loot. This is what they do when regimes take over. They looted the businesses. They don't care if they're going under. Their sole focus is their voter drive. Why is New York doing this right now? Let's look at the big picture, because I'm telling you, this is going to be national policy. All this is coming. You will see this done at the national level. Why are they doing this right? 15,000. By the way, if you are just a regular stupid stinking citizen of New York, stupid dupe taxpayer, your max, you're allowed to get $3,200. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. And then understand this. Why are they doing this? Cuomo admits, you know, this is going to be riddled with fraud. He went out and said it, the governor. It's going to be riddled with fraud. Why would he say that? He's telling the illegals coming over the border right now, we can't prove if you've been here. We need you to stay. We need you to stay in the U.S. So come on up to New York. Give you $15,000 to stay. It's going to be riddled with fraud. We can't possibly prove if you've been working here for the last 6 months. Is that requires or not? So just come get your money. It's looting. That's what they're doing. Anything to keep their new voters here from the voter drive so that they can dilute your vote and replace you. Total power. That's the goal. So obvious. How are they getting them there? Oh, they're illegally putting them on planes. Is it breaking the law, putting them on planes? No ID. Positive COVID test, come on the plane. Negative COVID test, come on a plane. Oh, you're an American? You have no ID? You failed your COVID test? You're not going on the plane. See how this works? Two-tier system. Those who are not American citizens, valued over those who are. Laws only apply if you're an American. But if you're not an American, laws don't apply. It's like being royalty. I'd go to a country like that. Are you kidding me? You could. Texter writes, oh no, 246 fully vaccinated folks test positive for COVID in Michigan with 3 deaths so far. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Methinks Bill Gates is secretly happy. If this was the A-team, this would be the part where he says, I love it when a plan comes together. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Fantastic. All right. So as you pay $60 million a day for the voting drive at the border, and New York incentivizes illegals to come here with $15,000 cash payments, allegedly you have to have worked there. But there was, again, why would a governor go on the air as Cuomo did and say, oh, there's going to be so much fraud. It's going to be very hard to figure out if you're lying to us or not, if you're an illegal, when you provide documentation. So sorry. We'll just have to do the program anyway. What is he saying? He's telling the cartels and the illegals, both here in this country and everywhere else, if you can get yourself here to New York, you get yourself a chunk of that $2 billion. Yeah, we're going to give you $15,000, and we probably won't be able to tell if you're lying. So sorry. Oh, but if you're an American citizen, go to the back of the line. You only qualify for $3,200. To 80,000 businesses in danger right now in New York of going under. A third have already closed their doors permanently. These are staggering numbers. And the Democrats look at that and think, you know, there might still be a couple of cents left in a sofa we could shake out for our illegal friends. And it is amazing. I mean, we are watching two-year-olds and their parents get booted off planes for not wearing masks. Do you think you could get on a plane in this country without an ID? You think you could do that? I can't imagine what it would take to do that. You got to be there, man. You better be there 2 hours before your flight takes off because they have to give you the full exam. You know what I mean. But if you're an illegal, it's all good. It's all good. Take a listen to this yesterday from Fox News.
Migrants are now being put on flights to cities across the country. Those who do not speak English have been seen carrying signs that read, please help me. I do not speak English. What plane do I need to take? Hillary Vaughn's live at Reagan National in Arlington, Virginia. And Hillary, what are you hearing about these flights there?
Well, the Biden administration's policy of catch and release is going airborne. I just got off the phone with a DHS official who tells me that they are allowing migrants to catch flights to stay with family members after leaving their custody. And these migrants do have their blessing to book flights to fly to a completely different state. Migrants released out of custody by DHS were spotted last week in McAllen, Texas, boarding a United Airlines flight. Their final destination, Newark, New Jersey. Many of them held signs saying they don't speak English. Some of the migrants don't have a proper ID either. And the TSA tells me that they make an exception for these migrants and have worked out a deal with DHS to take alternate forms of identification. But immigration reform advocates we spoke to say that is a major national security loophole.
You think?
We have no idea who these people are. You know, somebody in the Border Patrol is giving them a piece of paper that's on DHS letterhead, and they get to flash that to TSA and get on an airplane. It's ridiculous.
See the dual justice? It's dual citizenship. And that was the subject of yesterday's podcast. Citizenship has no meaning. You can get it by texting Battleground to 71307. They're erasing citizenship. It is becoming a liability. All these rules, we thought, man, they were immutable. We thought they were permanent, like a concrete wall. No, just wiped aside for illegals. Because they're the future of the Democrat Party. They're that 80% voting bloc that doesn't exist in America. Just wiped away. Oh, and eventually Fox News is going to figure out what I reported last week, that they're giving them a one-year Social Security card so they can take your job too. So they're going to get a $15,000 check, then they're going to take your job. All part of the plan? Got to keep them here. They're going to need your job or they won't stay. The 15 grand is only going to go so far.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.